You know that famous thing where they got mistaken and they're like,
how do we turn the mics off?
I got it. Okay, guys, I'm signing off. I hope you have a wonderful
and I'm
week.
Also signing off.
I'm turning all of your mics off for a second. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Approaching finals. Get your work done during reading period. I love you all. I'm feeling very emotional. Only like a slightly more emotional than I'm usually feeling. Do you want to just jump on? Do you want to play some music right on Aux One?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning.
Hello and welcome.
This hi. Is... You want to say hi? You want
to... No, no, it's fine. Like, I'll do it later when I say my name.
Okay.
But I'm not saying my name right now either.
Wait, me neither.
I, for the sake of all of our identities, we are not disclosing our names at this hour, but we are covering for... Wait, oh, this
wait, I'll
is...
say my name later.
Why?
We were gonna...
I'm Mike. Okay, I did it.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Ruined the whole
okay,
thing.
Okay, Mike, what's your social?
what's your social, Brad?
Don't forget the announcement, DJ.
This is Preserved Jams. Well, it's a group of people subbing for Preserved Jams. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Boom.
Woohoo.
Can we change the name of the show for the hour?
Yeah, what do you want to call it?
Rat Kings.
The Silent
Why?
Hour. Did you say Rat Kings?
That already exists. That's a thing. It used to be a hip-hop group from New York. Disbanded. Just a little tidbit for you guys.
The Silent Hour was also a hip-hop, hip-hop group
hour.
From New York. So,
yikes.
We'll
be that hip-hop group from New York.
If there are any copyright lawyers out there, and we're still looking for anti-share lawyers.
Share lawyers and Kate Bush lawyers.
Yeah, please contact us. Wow, we're really making a lot of people pretty angry. We have Cher, Kate Bush, and the Rat Kings now.
Can we talk about those people that were selling baked goods for Kate Bush outside the...
The burlesque show? They were selling it for Cher, which I think was a charity, but I was wondering if it was for defanging.
A charity?
Yeah. That's what you told me, so I thought it was true.
Yeah, I feel like it's... I mean, Cher, if you're listening, we all appreciate you. It's just whenever the full moon comes out, it's like you're just not the nicest.
No, I think Cher had a bad take recently. Can't remember what it was. I saw it on Twitter, and it made me say, Cher, you're a vampire,
just
and
get
I'm not
back to
apologetic.
Eating.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why full moons?
That's what vampires come out
that's
of.
That's a werewolf.
Well, that's
but
also
wow,
it's
really don't know your
also
werewolves.
Vampires.
They don't,
no.
Do you think vampires don't like moonlight because it's just sunlight that's reflected?
Right, it's just more light. It's just
no, because the reflection of it makes them get fangs.
Ooh, ah, no, it hurts.
They don't like mirrors either.
They, yeah.
And or
the
garlic,
moon is a
apparently.
Giant sun mirror, so
yeah.
You'd assume that that's just, that's double
okay,
jeopardy.
You guys are really beating me with logic. I didn't really have logic going into this, and
I just want you to
I'm
understand
upset.
English major. The facts wrong.
Ooh.
Oh.
And the next song is going to
I
be
honestly
Wait
can't
for
with
the
you
moment
right now.
By Wolfpack. Thanks for listening.
Stuff. Ooh, let's make products. your produce girl. I said the money, 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 money will be spent. I'm not true to the grooves that turn you off. Bass man.
Ready? Let's cut a record.
Hello, we are back and better than ever.
Yeah.
Cole, I see you.
Hello.
Cole.
Let's try to be interactive for our audience, please.
We were doing charades off air, sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's that time of the
words.
Day.
Pug.
Oh, you got it.
Both words.
Yeah,
Mike,
both words
you always think
pug.
That's two words.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mike has a thing where he doesn't know how many words are in like a sentence, right? Is that what it's called?
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. That's really something that I'm trying to work on. Makes this whole school thing very difficult. But thank you for letting everyone know. All my professors are listening, and now they're going to they're gonna not enjoy that.
Wow. Sorry.
Do we have a shout out to Somerville Police Department?
Oh yeah, Somerville Police Department. Keep going. You're doing good work.
Yeah,
we know you'll catch him someday.
The right one this time.
We can't say that. Good luck. anyways, I hope that was encouraging to the police department here in Somerville. We're
following you guys on Twitter.
We're in Medford.
We're in Medford.
We're out of their jurisdiction.
We're out of your jurisdiction.
Yeah, we are.
We're also off the grid. Or Sally is.
Why? Why am I off the grid? Did you take my mic off?
Nope.
Don't do that.
Cole is. Cole's off the grid. Sally's off the grid.
No, don't do that.
Oh, no.
Fix it.
Mike, off the grid.
Oh, no.
And
too much control.
We're playing music.
Sings up where
How's it going? Hello. So this is that time of day when we read you a poem. This is
a poem service.
Robert Frost.
A poem Robert Frost's The Woods When It Snows.
Oh, my favorite.
Snow
is
white flakes,
yes,
coming down from above and beyond. This woods, when it snows, is very snow-covered.
Mm.
The cover of snow, the woods, the end?
Wow.
I ride my 802? Horse.
Oh. Have you? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I have a fun fact. If What's you guys fact? Ever come visit me, which you all should, it's a long trip
everyone
for
listening.
You, but you
everyone,
guys,
all the listeners should also visit DJ at his home address, which is...
Robert Frost's cabin. That's what you're about to say, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, my grandparents live a 10-minute walk away from Robert Frost's cabin, and I go there a lot.
So
you heard it here.
If you go you to heard Robert Frost's first. Cabin, you can go see DJ's grandparents.
Yes. Please do. Their address is 97 Ridge Road, Cornwall, Vermont, 05753.
All right.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. 11 people have your grandparents' address now.
No, that was a joke. That's not their real address. That's my address.
You'll show those people. Yeah.
Try to find my grandparents. You're just going to find some younger folks with their two children.
You're gonna be so
disappointed. And I'll be one of them.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not the parent. I'm the child. Just to be.
Aren't you a parent, though?
Well, his kids don't live with them.
Stop talking about. I don't want people to find out about my child.
What's their
name?
She
goes to another school.
Yeah, she lives in Canada.
This close to stepping on her yesterday.
Right. Should we talk about your girlfriend for a little bit?
So I had a girlfriend. She went to another school. No big deal. She also was a salamander. Her name was McGill. She went to McGill. She liked doing things that involved McGill, like having gills.
Yeah.
And then that's how she became a salamander.
Salamanders don't have gills.
No, I know.
She did, though.
Well, okay.
She was a special salamander.
Okay.
She was special.
Here's how the conversation went.
Oh, I'm ready.
It was like, McGill likes doing things like McGill, you know, like having gills. And everybody was like, oh, really? Is she a fish? And I went, yeah, she's all slimy and walks on four legs like a fish. And they were like, sounds like a salamander. And that was how my girlfriend became a salamander. And then she tried to take a plane over to the Arboretum and got stepped on.
I thought you stepped on her.
No, I keep telling you I did not step on her in this clearly fabricated story.
Have you caught the murderer? Or are they still at large?
Where's some of OPD when you need them?
Yeah, they took DJ in custody first.
No, PSA time?
I don't know. PSA time. Where's the book? Oh. Where's the book? Okay, guys, we're going to play a fun game called Where's the Book? Call in a guess where the book is.
Help us find the PSA book.
Please call in a guess.
Please help us.
Please.
Is it in a chair?
I really
is
need
it
help.
Anywhere?
Help
is
me.
It in my shoe? Is it over by you?
Them.
Is it.
What are you going to do when your lights go out? Do you have enough food and water to sustain you and your family for a week in case of a power outage? This has been the Red Cross, stayalert.com.
Wow.
Don't quote me on that.
Well,
have you really memorized them?
No,
that was a pretty good PSA.
That was very not actually what it says.
I think it's still wasn't important to website. Say. Regardless of it being our PSA, I think that's a good
thing. Oh, it's right there.
That was
right
one
there.
Of the
PSA. DJ,
so
DJ it's right there.
So don't call in anymore because we found it.
Let me do a
so. We're deciding right now.
We'll read this one.
I like the PSAs that have the anime.
By the way, the poem just ended.
Oh, that was the whole Robert Frost poem.
That was the whole Robert Frost poem.
Truly,
it's a little long. It has to do a lot with PSAs.
Wait, did Robert Frost also have a girlfriend, salamander named McGill? So you were very much like him then.
Yeah, we're sort of the same person.
And your grandparents.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So seatbelts, huh? You think they're lame? You think they're for losers? Think again.
Yeah, you're a loser if you don't wear one.
Yeah.
Right?
We're cool college kids, and we wear seatbelts all the time.
Right now, I'm wearing a seatbelt right now.
Yeah, I need to make sure I don't fall out of my chair.
Yeah, in class. Like, if you don't wear your seatbelt, you're doing something wrong.
Well, yeah.
In class, I'm always the only one wearing my seatbelt. And my teacher's like, DJ, do you have your seatbelt so you don't fall off the chair again? And I go, no.
But you just said you were wearing
your seatbelt. Then I have to wear it.
Oh, I see.
She has a thing where it's knuckles for buckles. And my knuckle is the only one that is up.
Except on school buses. You don't
except
have to
on
wear
school
seat
buses.
Buses, seatbelts on
so,
school
no,
buses.
So this, true.
They
no,
don't
this,
have them.
This is very true. Coming from someone who actually rode a school bus for, let's see, 9 years, was it?
Wow.
Yeah, a resident years. School bus expert.
So basically, there's no seatbelt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
PhD in seatbelt. Yeah. School buses.
Do you guys remember when cars didn't have seatbelts?
Back when we were
growing up.
Yeah. I rode in a car without a seatbelt today. It was DJ. It had two wheels.
That's
well,
awful.
It doesn't have a seatbelt on it.
Was it a bike? Yeah.
It was a bike. Yeah. You should wear a seatbelt on a bike, though, if possible.
Well,
yeah. Even if it just means laying it over your lap.
Just loosely.
No.
Yeah, even if it's not connected to anything.
Okay, what the bike broke while I was on in there, and then
and then a car ran it over.
No, the bike actually did break, and then really? I dropped my wallet, and a car ran over the wallet, and then I was gone for like 15 minutes, and I came back, and the wallet was just laying there in the middle of the road.
Wow.
I was like, this is probably defective.
The thief at large
now.
Should have gone for your wallet.
So,
guys,
here,
we're not mentioning
the
thief
of the
at large.
Wallets. Wallets. You got
keep a seatbelt.
I think
more.
To wear your seatbelt on your bike, you take your bike lock, you thread it through the back wheel, and then over your waist,
yeah.
and then you lock it.
I don't know how to ride a bike,
and
so
then
maybe
you let
I don't
rip.
Know what I'm talking about.
You
but
don't.
I feel like it would.
Don't question me.
We've seen you try.
You haven't seen me try, but that's okay.
All right, this next song is
also,
Believe. Continue, sorry, DJ.
There's a thing tonight.
Oh,
everybody should go out.
Tonight, right. I have a little information on the
Mike
thing
has
here.
A little information on the
so,
thing.
So, the Tufts Deadly Exchange Coalition is hosting an event in Ho Tung this evening at 7 to stand in solidarity with Johns Hopkins University, where several students are having a sit-in to protest the militarization of the JHU police force, as well as the university's profiteering from ICE contracts. ICE, for those of you who don't know, is Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is pretty much just rounding up anyone they think is an illegal immigrant and trying to deport them and otherwise incarcerate them in pretty bad, unjust way. And anyone who's complicit in that should be persecuted for violation.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. Should be violated for, persecuted for a violation of human rights. That's the little thing. Thank you.
Are the mics off?
Yeah, I was trying
to
do. You should.
I was trying to do a thing where I faded all of our mics out and then just had Mike's mic. And then played the song right afterwards, so I had to.
That was confusing.
Yeah, I thought.
This next
are you the man?
Mike for.
Are you
yeah,
the
you're
man?
The one. You're the man shutting everyone's voices
yeah.
out.
No, I didn't mean to be. Guys,
let's play a song.
This next song it will be "Believe" by OK Kaya, and it will be followed by "Tadao" by Masego and FKJ.
Tadao.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. I'm so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. After all is said and done, you'll be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough. No, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no. But I know anymore. no, I don't need you anymore. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough. No. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no.
everybody. We're the Indications. Thank y'all for coming out so much.
FaceTime every day?
We will. We were just talking about how much we will listen to artists, like profound artists, like Logic.
J. Cole.
This summer, J. Cole.
But mostly Logic.
Mostly Logic.
Yeah. Little Dicky. Those guys are just like on a freaking, they're on another
Lil
level.
Lil Dicky solved climate change, you guys.
He really, yeah.
Bro, like, it's crazy. I don't know what you're saying right now, but like, if it's negative about Logic, like, I don't like it. Like,
yeah.
It's either Lil Dicky or Logic. You have to choose your fighter.
No, you can choose both because they both together solved climate change.
Wow. Logic saved it with his logical powers.
Yeah. And Lil Dicky saved it.
He wrote a song.
With
music.
Music.
If that's what we're calling it.
Parody. Ooh, go off. The power of jokes.
The bits.
The bits.
I'm really rubbing this mic up against my face. I think
you shouldn't do that.
I'm probably getting diseases.
It's sort of a little gross. Like, whoever has the mic next time. If I was the next person to use that mic, I'd be like, so I'm using this mic now with, like, trusting that the person before me who used it wasn't, like, all up in it like you're up in that right now.
I'm just touching my nose to it. Apparently.
Oh, wow. So, like, right now with my mouth near this mic, I'm thinking, okay, the person who used it before me didn't have their nose up against the mic while they were talking.
Wow.
Because that would be gross. But, like, now I'm not sure I can trust that anymore.
I mean, it's really just a nice feeling. I feel like this is how I talk into it.
It's really kind of selfish of you, though, because like you're putting everybody else's safety and health.
I don't have germs.
I don't.
You are germs.
You embody germs.
I don't have germs crossed out. I are germs.
Germs.
There's this type of shirt that I've seen multiple times. If anybody wants to call in,
it's a really good shirt. Yeah.
There was one that said that I saw that said I don't do substances. And then substances was crossed out, and then it said I am substances. And there was one that I said that said I hate Mondays, and Mondays was crossed out, and it just said you're the worst.
Those aren't funny. I hate you're the worst. It doesn't grammatically make any sense,
which is why I found it so funny. I was just laughing at a guy in the airport once.
There are some good shirts out there.
There are. My favorite shirt is my shirt that's like is like sort of skin colored, and then it's like it has like some hair on it, and then there are two pig splotches on it. Pig splotches.
That's just your bare skin.
Yeah.
That's no shirt DJ.
No shirt DJ.
That's my DJ name now.
DJ No Shirt.
DJ No Shirt.
If any of you were born in October, there's a whole genre of October birth t-shirts.
Oof.
That's me.
Yeah. Some of them have bad words, so I can't say that. Here we have, all men are created equal, but only the best are born in October.
Oh, he got me. That really...
Oh, how do you feel now, everybody else?
I feel humiliated.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
All men are created equal, because all men are trash. Roasted
Aries
men.
Trash.
Hey,
that would go down to you, Patrick.
One or two of them are okay.
Thank God there are one or two Aries men.
Is an okay person, but like the rest, I don't really know.
So that's that. Yeah,
that's our good friend Christian. Our good friend Christian.
And then there's another one who's pretty good too.
Tobias. He's a Scorpio.
Tobias is a Scorpio. Okay.
We don't know any other good Aries.
Sorry.
Christian's good though. Good guy.
You guys want to hear live ASMR, but it's just me sobbing?
Or like last time when Spencer fell asleep on the radio. You want to cut it out and play some music instead of this?
The music's playing, but he has to fade it in. The next song is Tired of Being Alone by Al.
Say that you love me, yeah, baby.
This is Preserve Jams, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you.
True, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack.